PT Associates of Emporia has experienced physical therapists who have provided quality care to our community for more than 35 years. Our mission is to empower individuals to achieve optimal health and well-being through personalized, compassionate, and innovative physical therapy services. We know you have the choice where you receive physical therapy, and we want to thank you for choosing PT Associates. Contact us at 620-208-7878. PT Associates of Emporia, located at the corner of 12th and Industrial.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsick Interview Room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBineAuto.com. And a good Saturday morning to you. Blake Cripps and Dylan Sherwood with you here this morning. Tim Miller has the Saturday off, and boy, it was a very, very massive first week as spring sports for Emporia High got underway. Obviously, the spring sports season well underway for Emporia State, but track and field in action for the first time, tennis and both diamond sports in action this weekend for Emporia State. This is a very, very full sports weekend here locally, Dylan.
And we can't forget about the Flint Hills Optimist Club's All-Star Basketball Classic tonight at Wye Auditorium.
Yeah, absolutely. That's happening tonight. We'll have coverage of that over on Country 101.7. Yesterday, the Lady Hornets getting a pair of wins over Nebraska Kearney in softball to start finally, they get to play home games. It's not the latest they've ever started at home, because a couple of years ago, their first home date wasn't until April 1st. But it is extremely late to be starting home games at the Trussler Sports Complex. But Emporia State gets two wins, and you know, seeing them play in person for the first time this year, the thing I think that Coach Rosales will be the most happy with is, for the most part, Emporia State pretty much maximized all of their innings offensively. There wasn't really an inning that said, man, you left the bases loaded here, or they left these runners on here. They really didn't run themselves out of any innings, and they really kind of cleaned the bases. Didn't have a ton of, you know, runners left on base in either game yesterday. I think that was one of the big reasons why the scores were fairly lopsided. I mean, it was a combined 15-1 victory for them in their two games. They got a 9-1 run rule in six, and then a 6-0 win in game two. Fairly good pitching all the way around. Gracie Rabe got pulled after four innings, but that was really just a saver for today. Jada Van Akron came in, pitched herself into a couple of jams, but pitched herself out of a couple of jams. And then Harrison came out on Saturday and went the distance, kind of doing what she does. So that was very good to see. Emporia State baseball, did I hear your sports right? 15 runs in the first inning?
Yeah, Emporia High.
Yeah,
that was their first game.
God, those Wichita South players have families. Don't they know that?
Yeah, goodness. I know. I was paying attention on Game Changer and of course softball too. They had a 9-run first inning.
Hey, you know
in
what?
One of their games. So,
and I'm never going to be the guy that says, oh well, you know, we have to, you know, we can't run up the score and all this other stuff. You know what? You got to. If you're tossing up stuff like that and you're getting hit, you got to find a way out. And good on Emporia High, the Spartans and Lady Spartans, to take advantage and get a couple of wins over Wichita South yesterday to try to build up their confidence. Overall, that's a very good start for the Emporia High baseball team.
Yeah, they're 3-1. Played a quality Ottawa team on Thursday at home, and had some miscues there early in game one, and just found a way to bounce back. And the Ottawa program is usually one of the better ones.
They're solid.
They're a kind of a someone you probably see at State and 4A a lot. But a good start for Anthony Markowitz and company, and Tommy McClure and company are 2-2. Some opportunities ahead, and I believe they had, I think, four or five wins last year, and get two in the first four. Pretty good for a team that's still young but has that experience.
Coming up today on the show here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, we are going to be joined by Oscar Macias, soccer coach for Emporia High, as the Emporia High spring season is certainly well underway at this point. So we'll be joined by him to talk some girls soccer for Emporia High. And then also earlier this week, I talked with Eric McCabe, Emporia State disc golf head coach, as the Lady Hornets and Hornet disc golfers are traveling today. They are headed out to Rock Hill, South Carolina. The Collegiate Disc Golf Nationals begin on Wednesday, and the Hornets and Lady Hornets have qualified basically the entire teams for Nationals, and I believe it's the men are even taking like a third string team. They're taking a club team out there, and you know, based on the strength of Emporia State's program, you know, Coach McCabe said that, you know, our D2 team, which is kind of how they signify, you know, like in tennis, they have number one singles, number two singles, you know, so you probably have different levels in disc golf, and they happen to use D1, D2, probably could use number one, number two. I don't know if there's a better way to do it, but he said, you know, our D2 team, which is their second rung teams, like they probably would be better than most schools' top tier teams. That's how much depth that our program has. So they are expecting, you know, a lot of good things. They have had a lot of experience. Several guys on the team that have, you know, multiple years. It's going to be their third year at Nationals. And meanwhile, on the women's side, you know, the Lady Hornets have had the top ranked player in most of the year, and they've also had the top ranked women's team for just about the entire year. So the expectations are extremely high. So we talked with Eric McCabe about that earlier this week, about all of that coming up. Boy, it could have been a really, really good week if the Royals would have just been able to hang on against Cleveland, but they could not. And boy, you want to talk about base running mistakes. Boy, did the Royals ever have that in spades in their first loss to Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, there's a 3-0 lead on the board, and then Angel Angel Serpa comes in and has done what he does and gives one timely hit away, and it's a big difference. But you know, if the Royals do not have those miscues there in the eighth, you could be going into the ninth in a tie game or even with a one-run lead. But
absolutely.
But credit to them for putting the rally caps on in the ninth and tying the game, and then it's just like same guy for the Guardians had that timely hit in that 10th inning. So, yeah, time to bounce back today, and you know Cleveland's always going to be real good.
Almost always fairly solid, and the Central seems to be going to be pretty competitive here today. We'll also have Elite Eight coverage coming up for you tonight. Dylan mentioned the Optimist All-Star Classic that's coming up tonight. You'll be again on the sideline. Chuck Samples will be filling in for Michael Deeker on the area game coverage tonight, and that will begin at 6 o'clock at White Auditorium, our pregame at 5:50. Appreciate all our sponsors that allow us to be able to do this. And I know, Dylan, that you guys look forward to this. It's a little bit different feel than a normal play-by-play game.
Oh, it's different. It's great to be able to talk to the kids while the game's going on, and just kind of a different. You get that in-game feel from the players when I'm right behind the bench and everything. And I mean, you can still hear the game in the background, so you still get the atmosphere when I'm doing the interviews. But it's one of the cool events to cover all year, and you know, from a broadcaster standpoint, it's different, but it's more fun, it's more relaxed. You know, I still like to have notes and everything, and I kind of incorporated it last year when I did the interviews, as making the interviews easier, so I have something in front of me. So then I can, like, oh, yeah, and so make everything easier and make it easier for the kids.
Sure, absolutely. It'll be a good time tonight, 6 o'clock for that tip-off, and that's on Country 101.7. Well, the SEC kind of flexing their muscle a little bit. They've got half the Elite Eight field.
Well, the Big 12 still got two, so that's all that matters to me.
Not bad. Well, I mean, it just goes to show that, you know, the SEC, you know, for so many years they were a football power, and you know, they were never the premier basketball team, but they've grown big enough now that, you know, they've got enough basketball schools that care, mm-hmm. and Florida's back, and Tennessee's good, and Auburn, Alabama, obviously. Boy, it's taken Alabama long enough with, you know, one of the biggest budgets in college athletics to finally get good at basketball. So, mm-hmm. you know, welcome, finally, Alabama's figured it out. But, yeah, the SEC, they have definitely made a statement that they are going to be a team to be reckoned with, mm-hmm. For sure. Well, Dylan, I believe that this week we begin again our Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week. We've got one for an area team and one for a Emporia High player. So who is our Emporia High, Emporia Main Street Athlete of the Week?
Going to the girls soccer team. We're going to get her honored here because she scored three goals on Tuesday in their win over JC. Katie Smart starting her senior season with a hat trick, and she's going to do some good things this year. But a good start for the Lady Spartan soccer team with a win on Tuesday, and they get ready for the Titan Classic coming up next week in Wichita. So Katie Smart of the girls soccer team, our Emporia High, Emporia Main Street Athlete of the Week.
And how about an area athlete?
We are going to Levo. So they have a co-op with Waverly for softball, and this particular player is a Levo Wolf. When I did their sub-state final game in McPherson, she hit like four threes and was a big spark. But I'm glad to be able to get to honor her here today with her softball performance from Thursday in a doubleheader against Southern Lyon County co-op between Opie and Hartford. She was 8 of 9, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs, and she had the walk-off in game 2 to win it. So Allison Conrady of the Levo Waverly softball team, our Emporia Main Street Area Athlete of the Week.
And congratulations to those two young ladies. And if you had an athlete that had a great performance during the week, get a hold of Dylan, 342-1400. You can email him, SherwoodD@KVOE.com, or make your submission online, KVOE.com/athlete. That's KVOE.com/athlete. Let's take our first time out. Oscar Macias is our guest after this to talk Emporia High Girls Soccer here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbonAuto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our annual March Savings Mania event is back for another year, and the fun is here right now. It's Chevy Truck Month, and that means when you trade in your eligible model, you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500 Custom 4x4, or get a 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LS, only $399 per month, with $1,500 cash or trade equity. Or a 2025 Chevy Trax 2RS model, just $399 per month after $3,000 cash or trade equity. And when you purchase any new or used vehicle in stock, you'll get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings for every free throw made up to $500. Our annual March Savings Mania sales event at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come on in today or visit us 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. In women's ice hockey, Wisconsin and Ohio State just met in the national championship game for a third straight season. The Badgers won in 2023. Ohio State returned the favor last year. This year, it came down to sudden death.
Rebound.
And the goal! Consecutive goal, and the Wisconsin Badgers have won the Frozen Four championship in overtime.
Paul Braun on 1070. The game with the call is Wisconsin junior Kirsten Sims sealed the program's eighth NCAA title, the most in the country. Her teammate, superstar Casey O'Brien, has now capped off her career with a third national championship in 5 years.
No, it's still sinking in. It's surreal. It was unbelievable.
How did it feel to get a little payback against Ohio State?
There's nothing better.
All eight of Wisconsin's national championships have been won under head coach Mark Johnson. Another dynasty in women's sports, next on This Week in the NCAA.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Just won their fifth consecutive NCAA Division I championship. The Cavaliers were once again led by Gretchen and Alex Walsh, who both have Olympic medals. The sisters have now finished their collegiate careers with 9 individual NCAA titles apiece. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk driven by longbineauto.com. We are currently efforting Oscar Macias, the head girls soccer coach for Emporia High. Wanted to talk with him about the Emporia High season that's gotten started. Unable to reach him so far this morning. Why don't we give him one more time
one
there,
more.
Dylan?
Okay.
But hopefully we can get him real quick. If not, then hey, we've got to move on. That's the way it is. Next week, we're planning to talk with Saul Trujillo, the boys tennis coach for the Spartans, and Victor Ibarra, of course, another Spartan head coach, but we're not planning to talk with him about the Spartans. We're planning to talk with him about Emporia FC. Emporia FC will be our topic of conversation next week. So with this extra time that I've got, we'll move ahead here. And Emporia, it's a thumbs down. Okay, the thumbs down from Dylan. So unfortunately, no Coach Macias this morning. It is going to be a pretty busy day for Emporia State Athletics today. They've got the ESU relays wrapping up today. And those events begin at 11 o'clock for track and field over at Welch Stadium. In addition, it is cookout day for the Emporia State tennis team. The women had their cookout yesterday, and I actually saw Harrison Brown getting dinner last night. Said, yeah, they had a pretty good crowd, and we're hoping that they're going to have a good crowd today over at Emporia State Tennis at the Kossover Tennis Complex with, you know, obviously – it's going to be quite a few fans, you would think, going over to watch the track and field ladies and guys. There's going to be some field events starting this afternoon. And so with that happening and the cookout, there's a chance to kind of just intermingle and walk around there. Just kind of it's kind of like a spring edition of Live at the Hive. And they've got a cookout over there for you at tennis, so you can kind of just wander around, watch some tennis, get a bite to eat, watch some track and field. So Welch Stadium is kind of the place to be this afternoon for all of that. Baseball's on the road at Missouri Southern today. Softball is in action out at the Trussler Sports Complex, and they are celebrating an alumni weekend. It's alumni day for the Lady Hornets softball team, and they're celebrating the 1980 AIAW National Championship team. In particular, they're being welcomed back here today, so should be a fantastic day as the Lady Hornets take on Fort Hays State for a noon doubleheader here today. So that's what's coming up for Emporia State today. And then, of course, the baseball series is going to wrap up for ESU, and that will be coming up on Sunday at 1 o'clock, and then right back to work for a Tuesday, another midweek game against Missouri Western for Emporia State baseball. That's coming up next week for ESU. So that's the plan for Emporia State athletics today. I know that some of you are going to be watching the Elite Eight matchup over today and tomorrow to see who gets into the Final Four. I thought that Carrington Harrison, who was on, you know, as you guys know, we're an Infinity Sports Network partial affiliate, take them in the evenings from 6 until 9. Also, quite a bit of programming Saturday mornings, Sunday afternoons here on KVOE. And I thought his conversation about baseball was very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, with the strength of the baseball union being where it is, the players have always resisted the idea of a salary cap. The issue is that, obviously, you want your best players to be able to make the maximum. That's what you mm-hmm. want. I feel like for the union as a whole, and maybe for players as a whole, it might be time to start considering the NFL model. You've got guys like Patrick Mahomes who are making a bunch of money. You've got guys in the NBA. He used the example of Christian Brown, who's not like a top tier, like, you know, he's not one of the top 10 players in the league, but he's going to make plenty of money in his career, and he's have a very nice pro career. I feel like there's a bigger pool when you have more teams that are available to compete. You don't have to worry about being a Green Bay Packer fan, we're in the smallest market ever. You know, you're going to be fine. You have just as good of a chance if you manage your team well, if you play well, you can be in the Super Bowl. And I know that there is a big percentage of baseball teams that feel like that's not an option year in and year out. And I think that's part of the reason why the NFL has dominated so much and why it's opened up such a huge pot of money for owners and players, is because there is that competitive balance financially that there isn't in baseball. And I'm wondering if it's finally time. The owners are going to have to give a little bit, I am sure, in terms of revenue, but the players are going to have to give up their beloved salary cap to make this happen. I don't know if this is all going to finally come to fruition. There's a lot of talk that the finances of the game are going to be different with ESPN backing out of their television deal. And, you know, that's like $500 million a year to the game that's going to be stripped away. You've got these guys signing these incredible major league contracts. And listen, I'm not against anybody making any amount of money that they can make. Mm-hmm. You can get a $500 million contract and you're Patrick Mahomes. You're not hurting my feelings. Like, oh, well, if he just donated 1% of that to whatever, we could save all the squirrels and all that. Listen, that's not his. Patrick Mahomes gives plenty of money away. He's not keeping all this. He donates a lot of money and time and his appearance to plenty of things. So it's not for me to judge how people spend their time and money. He donates a ton. Travis Kelce donates a ton. We get all these guys that are Walter Payton Men of the Year, and they do all of that. But I do wonder if this upcoming shift in television with regional sports networks starting to fail, continuing to fail. I mean, the Royals have, you know, you want to figure out how to, you know, distribute more of the salary cap around. How about you get these baseball teams off of the worst regional sports network television deals in the history of the game, mm-hmm. where you're in Emporia, Kansas, and, like, where do you watch the Royals? I don't even know. I have no idea where you watch the Royals right now.
Yeah.
Like, they're on Cox Cable in Topeka, I think, and that's it. You know how many people have cut their cord and are not on cable now? Like, basically everybody?
Yep.
So what are we doing here? Like, how can you have a product like the Royals and not be on Sparklight or ValueNet Fiber or be on YouTube TV or be on Hulu or whatever? Mm-hmm. It's so hysterically dumb. And I think that there is a method there to figure out how to bring more eyeballs to the sport, increase the total pie, and then maybe the salary cap conversation goes away because you've made the pie bigger.
Well, and of course, you know, gray media, you know, with KCTV5 and WIBW and KWCH, they're making an effort where it's like a 10-game deal where they show Sunday games on their airwaves.
That's fine.
So, I mean, that's good too. But
it's a step in the right direction. What about the other 150 games?
Well, I mean, and you got to think the Royals are not a team that gets that national TV time.
Correct.
So, I mean, there are some games that they're going to have on Fox and FS1, but not ESPN. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with you because, you know, I like to watch the Royals, but, I mean, it's like $20 a month for FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And
you look at the, like, radio ratings. Radio ratings have been up big time because, hey, you know what? Our radio broadcast, still free. You can get all the game, and the guys on the network do a fantastic job, and we'll have Royals baseball. Once we get through postseason basketball, we'll have a ton of this baseball covered for you right here on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. But and the other thing, too, is, you know, economics of the game. You know, like, we can't stream the games. Why is that? We can't stream the Royals games. Like, why do you put so many roadblocks in the middle of your fans and your product?
Yeah.
And when you're trying to find more money, you know, the NCAA makes people run. We have to run, like, pre-roll ads before NCAA tournament games. Those aren't, you know, we're not making any money off of those. Mm-hmm. The Westwood One comes in and says, hey, in order, you want to do this, that's fine, but you can't stream the games unless you do this. And you know what we say? Sure. Send us the ads. Aaron puts them on. Aaron takes care of the whole deal. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, if Major League Baseball came to us and said, hey, we need you to put this 30-second break in your games for Royals baseball. You need to give us this 30 seconds, and then you can stream. Fine. Mm-hmm. Why don't you do that? Why don't you come up with something instead of, well, you can't stream the games? It's just so backwards and just so stupid. It's hard to believe that someone at Major League Baseball has actually allowed this to happen. Well, that's what you get. You get a rant when we have a segment scheduled and then we can't make the phone call. That's what I go to as a rant.
Yeah.
So we'll take our last time out. We're going to go to the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line. Like I said earlier this week, I talked with Eric McCabe, Emporia State Disc Golf. They're heading out to Nationals coming up this next week, starting on Wednesday. And, of course, we'll have reports. And obviously, I mean, they're thinking – Coach McCabe, I mean, you're going to hear in a second. He's thinking they're going to have not a chance to just win a trophy. He thinks they may have a chance to win the big trophies, yeah, men and women.
I'm not surprised.
So he thinks they got a shot to do some really good things out in South Carolina. So we'll preview Disc Golf Nationals with Eric McCabe on the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line when we come back and wrap up Saturday Morning Sports Talk driven by LongBunAuto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our annual March Savings Mania event is back for another year. And the fun is here right now. It's Chevy Truck Month, and that means when you trade in your eligible model, you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500 Custom 4x4. Or get a 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LS, only $399 per month, with $1,500 cash or trade equity. Or a 2025 Chevy Trax 2RS model, just $399 per month after $3,000 cash or trade equity. And when you purchase any new or used vehicle in stock, you'll get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings for every free throw made up to $500. Our annual March Savings Mania sales event at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come on in today or visit us 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
I'm Christine Lisi. With just under a month to go before the NFL draft kicks off, Pro Football Hall of Famer and Colorado football coach Deion Sanders says he's not trying to steer his quarterback son Shador to any specific destination. Told the Skip Bayless show he'd be happy wherever his son lands because he knows what he'll do to the organization. When asked specifically if he'd try to orchestrate where Shador is drafted, Deion said no. Shador is widely expected to be taken in the first round next month. On Sportsmanlike co-host Chris Canty.
By saying that he's willing to play anywhere, I think Deion is drumming up the market and trying to get a team to move into that number four slot with New England, to do the dance with them to trade up in order to take his son. Whether that team is the New York Jets or the Las Vegas Raiders or the New Orleans Saints, all quarterback needy teams. I think that's what Deion Sanders is doing with this approach. I think Deion is trying to get his son drafted as high as he possibly can. And that number four slot is starting to feel like the ceiling for Shador Sanders in this year's draft.
Currently, the Titans, Browns, and Giants also in need of a quarterback, draft 1, 2, and 3 respectively. Raiders pick 6th, the Jets 7th, and the Saints 9th. One of the best shooters in the transfer portal is Kentucky-bound. Former Tulane wing Cam Williams told ESPN's Jonathan Givony he's committed to coach Mark Pope and the Wildcats. His combo of size, length, perimeter shooting, defensive versatility, and youth has drawn attention from NBA scouts this season, and Lexington does give him a significant platform to improve his NBA standing, which Williams says is one of the reasons he picked Pope and the Wildcats. Kentucky will see six of its seven top scorers graduate this offseason. NHL winger Brad Marchand set to make his Panthers debut tonight against Utah. Marchand, acquired from Boston ahead of the trade deadline, has been out since March 1st with an upper body injury. Florida is tied with Tampa Bay for second in the Atlantic Division, each a point behind Toronto.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet, and we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place...
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza slash landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Mow.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in-store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Golden Limited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Well, it's been a while since we talked Emporia State Disc Golf here as we welcome you back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk driven by LongbineAuto.com. But the Hornets and Lady Hornets are getting set to wrap up their seasons at Disc Golf Nationals next week. And so head coach Eric McCabe joined me earlier this week with a postseason preview. Well, Coach McCabe, thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it. Does it seem like the season's gone by fast this year?
It absolutely does. It seems like it had just feels like just yesterday we were discussing rosters and you know, getting geared up for our regional back in November. So hard to believe it's already almost April, and here we are headed back to national to go compete for that title. Yeah, to say that this year has flown by is an understatement.
Well, I know that typically you'll have quite a few events. Your schedule this year a little bit sparse, and I know that weather had a big role to play in that, and some events, some that you were planning to host that didn't come together because of weather. How much of a challenge was weather in terms of just getting the guys and girls outside and actually able to play in some team events?
Oh, it was a big challenge for sure. I mean, having, you know, our sport unfortunately is over the winter, and you know, we get some great events in the fall and early spring, but the weather played havoc this year on us, on our schedule. And you know, thankfully I was able to get out early to Illinois with the guys and then take the Lady Hornets down to Florida there in January to get out and get some events in. But you know, just the weather affected our tournament play, but it did not affect our practice as we still got out and played in some of those colder temps and just to stay on top of our games to make sure we're ready for next week.
I know that for traditional golf, that can be a really big challenge because your hands just don't feel the same. I'm wondering, does it affect the discs based on the temperature? I know that for certain materials, you know, like for softball bats, composite bats, there's a certain temperature and you really don't want to swing your bat below 35 degrees because that carbon composite can shatter. Will the temperature change how the discs perform a little bit?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, you think about it, you know, you've got all the density inside those discs, and the colder they are, the harder they get, and the more it stings coming out, and they just don't seem to fly quite as far when it's colder like that. So it definitely affects it, but, you know, thankfully ESU has a nice gymnasium that we can go in and throw into a net and throw some putts around, and, you know, we're fortunate in that regard to have that facility to be able to get some indoor practice in during those really colder days. But, you know, for the most part, it was weird because most of the winter, it was decent enough to get out and play. It just happened to fall on those weekends that we had events scheduled that the weather really kept us from getting out to events. So, but we stayed on top of our games, and yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Eric McCabe is my guest. He is the head disc golf coach for the Emporia State men and women. A couple of things I want to follow up with there. In terms of your individual work, how important was that, just given the lack? And I know that you've mentioned in the past that there have been a lot of weekends where your individual players can go out, find a tournament, and give themselves that kind of game day atmosphere. Were the players able to find some events like that with the team competitions kind of being a no-go just because of those bad weekend weather days?
Absolutely, yeah. There's quite a few tournaments, you know, within our region. Oklahoma has quite a few events. Missouri, you know, so in our surrounding areas, we have tournaments that we can go out and at least get the singles competition underway. And we also did a lot of scrimmages, you know, meeting up with other teams or just traveling up to Kansas City and playing some of their challenging courses that they have up there as a team to scrimmage against each other. And, you know, competing against each other is pretty solid because, just being honest, our D2 team would compete against a lot of the D1 teams out there. So, you know, the competition going back and forth quite a bit between those two has been great morale and great competition for all of us. So, yeah, we've had plenty of events to place on the single side of things, just unfortunately not enough of the team collegiate events as weather kind of played foul on that.
The second thing I wanted to follow up with is you mentioned indoor and being able to go indoor to a facility and throw the disc around a little bit. Can you talk about just the advantage that you guys have? Because I know that for most, you know, disc golf teams, they're not even supported by the main athletic department. They have to fundraise themselves. They have to do everything themselves. So for you guys to have an indoor facility that you can go in and actually practice, I mean, that has to be cream of the crop in the disc golf world collegiately, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And you know, I think what speaks even louder and gives us more of an edge is, you know, not just having that indoor facility, but like you alluded to, the support system that we have in place here in Emporia, you know, with our scholarships and our travel budgets and able to raise funds in different ways for these kids to get out and not have to focus on selling candy bars or things like that, you know, to raise funds to get out to these events. Having some boosters supporting us has been absolutely phenomenal. So I think that side of it, the support system that Emporia State Disc Golf has, is it goes a little further than having that indoor facility, to be honest with you.
Eric McCabe is my guest. He's the head disc golf coach for the Hornets. They start next week at the 2025 College Disc Golf Nationals. I know you've got a long list of qualifiers that are making it to Nationals this year. Tell us about some of the players, men and women, that are going to be competing in Nationals.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. The team, I feel like our team gets bigger every single year. Well, it does get bigger every single year, so we're taking 14 individuals out this year. Actually, 18 if you count our D3 team. We have a club team at the university as well that's taken a team to Nationals. So we've got a lot of great competition just within ourselves. You know, our D1 team is pretty close to the same team we had last year. We have a couple changes to that. We brought in Micah Tatro from Oklahoma, originally from Pratt, Kansas. He joined the squad this year. We've got on the ladies' side, someone I'm excited about is Madeline Joyner, a player that came to us from North and South Carolina out east, and she's been a top 10 All-American every year that she's competed at the national championship. So having her join in the squad with Atlanta, they've been ranked number one all season long. Atlanta is currently ranked number one in the nation. We've got TJ Real, who's ranked in the top 20 as well. But at the end of the day, all of our guys and gals have the ability to just pop off and win the singles portion of it, you know, that's a big part of the national championship. The team side of things is always a great event. You know, our team, the camaraderie between the groups is just second to none, in my opinion. That's where our guys and gals are the most dangerous. Getting out there and playing as one almost. They kind of you know, almost share the same wavelength as far as, you know, what they want to do and their game plans and all that. And there's not a lot of feuding and fighting or disappointment. You know, they win together, they lose together. And overall, the main goal is to go out and have fun. And if we do that, you know, we'll see where the cards lay. So we got a great group of kids this year, and I'm super excited to get out there.
You mentioned the transfers that you have brought in, and obviously the big thing right now that people are talking about with the NCAA tournament is the fact that the transfer portal is open in the middle of March Madness. I know disc golf, basketball, totally, totally different wavelengths, but I did want to ask you about the transfers. How big have transfers been, and how do you attack trying to attract transfers into your program in the off season?
Right. Well, yeah, we don't have the NIL money, so to speak.
It's a little D1 and disc golf, a little bit different, isn't it?
just a little bit. But, you know, it's funny because in some regard, it's kind of the same as where we're the ones that have that, you know, not NIL money, but we're the ones that have that support system, as I mentioned earlier, that players are wanting to come to Emporia. And I'm getting calls and texts and messages left and right on players that want to come to Emporia and learn disc golf or, you know, evolve as a disc golf player under my direction and, you know, have a team and a massive support system in place. And, you know, not getting too far ahead of ourselves, but some of the recruits that we do have coming in for next season are phenomenal. It just blows my mind on the amount of talent that we have coming in and staying in house as well. So for me, it's a little easier to recruit when we have that support system. So I, you know, get to go out and go to Junior Worlds every year and talk to the, you know, juniors and seniors in high school and see what their futures are. A lot of them want to go out straight on the pro tour, but that's tough. It's tough to do. But if you come and get an education first, you got something to fall back on, you know, fine tune your game and the future is bright for most of these kids. So it makes my job a little easier. I'll just say that.
It seems like college has been gaining a little bit of traction in some of these sports because there was a long amount of time where you didn't see tennis players going to college. The best ones always went pro. That's much, much, very much so not like it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. Same with golf, and it feels like it's the same for disc golf in that same regard. What do you feel like college, what's the advantage that you have in terms of being able to not just provide the fallback plan, in terms of if a pro career doesn't work out, which it's not going to work out for the majority of college players, no matter what sport that they're in, but in terms of having you as a coach, a guy who's been there and done that to help fine-tune games?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think it's a huge advantage amongst other universities, even other ones that have the athletic umbrella that supports their disc golf systems. You know, having someone that has been there and experienced the tour, spreading knowledge and just kind of giving my feedback on ways to improve, you know, as a person, as their games, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, there's definitely some sort of an advantage, and, you know, obviously Emporia. You know, we've got more disc golf courses, you know, per capita than anywhere. So, and we've got them from beginner stages all the way up to the top tier championship level courses. So, you know, that's an advantage in its own right there to be able to come out and go out and get these practice rounds in or focus on certain aspects of their game. And, you know, we have the pro tour that comes through, whether it's an elite series or a Q series type of an event. You know, they can step up and play with these top players, these individuals now, and or travel out and play some of these other big events. And yeah, I think it's definitely an advantage. And yeah, I'm just happy to be a part of it and excited and can't give enough thanks to Emporia State.
Eric McCabe, my guest, he is the head disc golf coach for Emporia State. They are heading out to the 2025 College Disc Golf Nationals, and I know you have a ton of respect for all the courses here in Emporia, but I also know that you say that Rock Hill, South Carolina is a very, very special place to have these championships, and the courses out there are certainly absolutely top of the line. Same places that you guys threw last year, slightly different. Tell us about the course setup and how challenging the track is going to be for you guys.
Yeah, South Carolina, it's got a rich history there in Rock Hill, right on Winthrop University. It is the home of the United States Disc Golf Championships, our version of the U.S. Open Major, every single year in October. And I know as I was traveling and touring, it was always an event that I always looked forward to going out there and playing. It's kind of more like links style, a little more length in the course, a lot of artificial OB, a lot of distance comes into play. Wind is always a factor out there, which is a benefit for us as we get to practice in the wind almost every single day. That's one of the courses. It's pretty close to the same lineup that we had last year. There is one new course for the men at Camp Canaan. The ladies played there last year, and it is a little shorter course, but there's a lot more trees, so we have a lot more lines to hit and fine detailed type of a shots selection, and that's going to be great. All the courses out there are phenomenal. It's just a different. It's just a different place, right? Like, we don't have that option to have, those thick wooded lines that you have to hit here in Kansas, because we don't have that many trees, but we have a lot of variation out here. And I think majority of our guys are going to be playing out at Winthrop University, and that's where the wind comes into play. And as I mentioned before, I think that's going to be a pretty big advantage for our guys as they know how to play in that wind. So courses out there are phenomenal, a lot of history, and we're just all so excited.
Last thing for you, Coach, what's a goal for this year's National for the men and the women?
You know, great question. I hate to put too much added pressure on our guys and gals. You know, I always tell them, we want to do well and we want to win, but more importantly, we want to have fun. And I feel like if we do the former, we're definitely going to have the latter, and vice versa. So I think our goal is to be in competition or in close to the top there towards the end of the rounds, and just kind of the men at least having a top five finish again this year, I think would be great with some of the fantastic universities that are out there competing every single week. And our women, I would love to see our women take it down. I think they have a big target on their back, and if they can just go out there and play shot for shot, I think they're going to do just great and find themselves at the top at the end of the week.
Emporia State Lady Hornet and Hornet Disc Golfers at the 2025 College Disc Golf Nationals, Rock Hill, South Carolina. It all starts on Wednesday next week on April the 2nd, wraps up on Sunday. If people want to follow along, is there video available, live stats or anything? What would be the best way if people want to follow your progress out there in South Carolina?
Absolutely. Yeah, we don't have anything live. We'll have post-produced type content that comes out the following week. But as far as live goes, if they go to pdga.com/live, they'll be able to find the PDGA Major United States Disc Golf Collegiate Disc Golf Championships, and they'll be able to follow along right there. Or if they want to follow us on X, we'll be sharing out those links, and so will ESU. So just keep an eye on those socials or go to pdga.com/live, and you'll be able to find it relatively easy.
Yeah, Emporia State definitely is set up to do something really, really special this year. And for the guys and the girls, expectations obviously have to be high. And they are playing with so much confidence right now. Looking forward to seeing what they can do at Disc Golf Nationals next week. Really appreciate Eric McCabe coming on and spilling everything for us. We really love having him on and love covering Emporia State Disc Golf. What a great program that they have going here in Emporia, the disc golf capital of the world. That'll bring us to our KVOE calendar, which you can find online, kvoe.com/calendar. And we've got a ton of basketball for you today and tomorrow, including local high school action. Our coverage begins at 5 o'clock today for the NCAA tournament, Elite Eight action on KVOE. And then at 6 o'clock tonight, we'll tip off the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Classic. Chuck Samples and Dylan Sherwood will have you covered at White Auditorium 5:50 for the pregame today, and that will be on Country 101.7. We'll come back tomorrow. More NCAA tournament coverage, Elite Eight action beginning at 1 o'clock, and that will again be on KVOE all day. They'll weave in and out of the featured games this weekend in the Elite Eight, and then of course Final Four will start a week from today. So that's the calendar. You can get it online, kvoe.com/calendar. Appreciate our guest today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Coach Eric McCabe. Thank you, Coach Macias from Emporia High. Thank you, of course, for listening. This is KVOE Emporia. We'll rejoin the Infinity Sports Network in just a moment. Blake Cripps saying have a great rest of your Saturday.